Luke chapter 4. Then Jesus, who was full of Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan, and he was led by the Spirit into the desert, and he was tempted by the devil for 40 days, and he did not eat anything in those days. Then when they were completed, after all this, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." At this, Jesus answered him and said, "It stands written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." Then the devil led him up to a high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, "I will give you all this authority and their glory, because it has been given to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. So if you worship me, all that will be yours." Then Jesus answered him and said, "Off with you behind me, Satan. It stands written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and you shall serve him only." Next he led him to Jerusalem, and he stood him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it stands written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and they will bear you on their hands, so that you don't strike your foot against a stone." At this, Jesus responded and said to him, "It has been spoken, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." Then, having finished each temptation, the devil withdrew from him for a while, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee. Then a report about him spread throughout the entire surrounding region, and he himself taught in their synagogues, and he was glorified by all. Then he went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and, in accordance with his custom, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read. Now the book of the prophet Isaiah was handed over to him, and he unrolled the book, and he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, on account of which he has anointed me to bring good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim release to captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to send the wounded off discharged, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Then he rolled the book up and returned it to the attendant, and he sat down. Now the eyes of everyone in the synagogue were looking at him intently, but he went on to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your ears." So they all bore witness to him, and they were astounded at the words of grace coming from his mouth. And they said, "Isn't this the son of Joseph?" At this he said to them, "You will no doubt tell me this adage, 'Doctor, cure yourself. All the things we have heard which took place in Capernaum, do also here in your native country.'" And he said, "Truly, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his native country. And I say to you truthfully, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when heaven had been closed for 3 years and 6 months, when there was a severe famine in all the land, and Elijah was not sent to any of them except to Sarepta in Sidon, to a widowed woman. Also, there were many lepers in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, yet none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian." Then they were all filled with anger in the synagogue on hearing these things. And they rose up and threw him out of the town, and they led him to the brow of the mountain on which their town had been built, intending to throw him off a precipice. But he slipped through the thick of them and went his way. Then he came down to Capernaum, a town in Galilee, and he would teach them on the Sabbath days. And they were astonished at his teaching, because his word was with authority. Now there was a man in the synagogue, possessed by a spirit of an unclean demon, and he shouted out in a loud voice, and he said, "Hey, what have you got to do with us, Jesus the Nazarene? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Then Jesus rebuked it and said, "Be silent and come out of him." At this, the demon threw him right in among them, and it came out of him, not having harmed him in any way. And astonishment came upon them all, and they spoke to each other and said, "What kind of speech is this, where he commands the unclean spirits with authority and power, and they come out?" Consequently, rumours about him spread to every place in the surrounding area. Then he left the synagogue and went to Simon's house. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in the grip of a severe fever, and they appealed to him concerning her. So he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her, and immediately she got up and waited on them. Then when the sun was setting, all those who had folk sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on each one of them and cured them. Demons also came out of many of them, shouting and saying, "You are the Christ, the Son of God." But he rebuked them and did not allow them to speak, because they knew he was the Christ. Then, when it was day, he departed and went to a desolate place. But the crowds looked for him and came up to him and tried to stop him moving on from them. So he said to them, "I must also announce good tidings of the kingdom of God to the other towns, because this is what I have been sent for." Then he would proclaim it in the synagogues of Galilee.